One Colorado is an advocacy group for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. The organization issued a statement saying the incident is, quote, a stark reminder that the battle to end violence against LGBTQ people is far from over. Executive Director Dave Montez says he's been hearing a mixture of shock and sadness from people throughout the state.
We unfortunately have faced hatred and adversity before, and we are resilient. We have always pulled through by coming together as one community.
Nick Grzeka is the president of Colorado Springs Pride Fest and co-owner of Club Q, a gay and lesbian nightclub in town. The club was one of many in the state to host a vigil Sunday night. Grzeka estimates between 400 and 500 people showed up and says it was important not to wait.
It was important for us to do it as it had happened, to show our community that we are all still here for each other. We're not going to hide back in the closet. We're going to be proud. We are going to stand with each other and with Orlando.
Deb Walker is the executive director of the Citizens Project in Colorado Springs and was among the speakers at last night's vigil. Citizens Project began in part in response to Colorado's Amendment 2, a voter-approved state constitutional amendment that prohibited inclusion of sexual orientation under equal protection rights. The U.S. Supreme Court eventually struck it down. Walker says her message is one of unity.
Most importantly, we stand in unity with the LGBT community, who are really grieving.
In addition, Walker says she is concerned about potential backlash facing Muslim communities across the country.
They will also be living with increased fear and increased discrimination.
It's a sentiment shared by Dave Montez, executive director of One Colorado.
We absolutely have got to rise above the angry rhetoric and come together as one community. The answer to hatred has always been love and unity and not more hatred.
Montez says he's aware of at least 15 vigils across the state that have either already been held or are scheduled. He also says one of the things people can do to show support is to attend Pride Fest. Denver's Pride Fest is taking place this upcoming weekend, and organizers say they're going ahead with their festival with tight security, including metal detectors and fences. In Colorado Springs, Pride Fest takes place July 9th and 10th at America the Beautiful Park. Nick Grzeka, president of the Colorado Springs Pride Fest, says he thinks the events this past weekend will have a positive effect on attendance, and he's asking for people to show their support of the LGBT community.
We encourage allies, straight people, anybody to come out and stand by our side, show us that you support us. It means so much to the LGBT community to know that their neighbor supports them. Showing up in public means so much to our community, standing right by our sides.
Grzeka says he's confident that meetings with law enforcement officials here will help determine the right level of security at his club and for Pride Fest. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.